Let's say you are what you attract. I'm having a hard time believing I'm a lying asshole. I just don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation. And shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ. From Frocast, y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yo, what up? This is the big verb, you know, verbose. I'm still alive, bitches. And when I'm not, like, dying from the coronavirus, I'm fucking with Nappy Afro. Keep the reviews going. Keep the blog going. Get rid of the naked ladies. We don't need that. There's plenty of naked ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? But look. If I'm alive, you're alive, we're all alive, let's stay healthy. NappyAfro.com, bitches.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity. And my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you spring breaking, vacationing, ain't doing no show-ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the dante, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah. A.K.A. I'm educated yet ignorant. A.K.A. the queen of QVC. A.K.A. bipolar mom. A.K.A. I hear no one. A.K.A. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. You can go to Frocast.com. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Apple. You can go to Good Pods. You can go anywhere and listen to Frocast because we everywhere. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Like I said, we're still working on the Patreon, but just keep checking nappyafro.club for that Patreon. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, tag us in your story, add us in your story so we can shout you out, maybe, like Short T, 12 Cal. Man, it was so many people last week to return. You know, we took a week off and everybody jumping Mama Life Plus 3. So many people, good gracious, Pork, Big L, Uncle Dolomite, WV Uncommon Place, Dale P. This is just some of the love we got on that day, because niggas was sharing that shit like a motherfucker.
Okay, so
thank y'all for the sharing, man. We really do appreciate it. And because y'all know the rules, man. Sharing is caring. So Queen Germa, I got to ask you, how was your week?
My week was pretty good since the last time y'all saw me or heard from me. Baby girl, she got her thing together. She passed both her certification tests last week.
Amen.
One that she really, really was trying to get bad. She got it. So we was excited. So the deal was I'll let her do anything, get anything she wanted. So
oh, shit. You got to be careful doing that shit.
Yeah,
now.
I kind of overstepped. But
so what did y'all agree upon?
Telfar did drop a bag that she wanted. So she got a medium duffel bag from Telfar.
Damn.
One of her designers, so got that. We was able to get it, and
must
that was
be
nice. That was a reward.
Can I get in on some of these rewards, man? Like, what do I need to do to get some of these rewards?
Sir,
I'm just saying.
You get to be with me every day, so
that's the reward. That's you the prize.
I am the prize. Definitely prize.
Okay.
Prize, golden, trophy. So
golden turkeys on supermarket sweep, whatever. Them golden hams. That's what you are, right?
I guess so, nigga. Like now I'm in the grocery store. But yeah.
That. We said the prize, on the supermarket sweet, them golden hams was the prize.
Yeah. But I'm all that.
Okay.
So yeah. It was just a good week. So successful, getting things checked off the list, people playing games, but at the same time, it's all good. Had one of my students call himself talking about he wanna let me meet another one of his mentors for the person to tell me, like they coming for me like y'all ain't doing what y'all supposed to be doing. I'm like, bro, you don't work where I work at.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked, your person had lots of problems.
Mm.
So the fact that I'm extending you this courtesy a week.
I think I got more than one mentor. That let me know you got a problem right now. You got more than one mentor. Usually you only need one. If you have multiple, you got a lot of shit with you, my nigga.
Or you trying to say that your mentors ain't no good if you had to get multiple.
I mean, if you got multiple mentors, you a handful. That means more than one nigga need to handle you. So I'm not putting it on y'all. I'm putting it on the mentee.
Yeah.
Because he has a problem. You have multiple mentors? Multiple.
Yeah.
So you got that many problems that you not only can't handle them yourself, you have to outsource your problems to other niggas.
Yeah.
And got the nerve, the audacity. Man, please, bro.
Yeah, I told him. I said, yeah, first of all, the concerns that you have are outside of the scope of my job.
Mm.
And therefore, I don't want to waste your time or mine.
I shouldn't even be speaking with you. You ain't on that FERPA list, sir.
Exactly. So I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. And have a good day, sir. I've given you the contacts that you need. Contact those individuals, and I wish you well.
Yes. So. Amen. Amen.
But, people try you, and they only can try you as far as, you let them. So you got to learn people. Got to help them to know who you are and what you stand for. So, hey, it is what it is. So my week was good. Like I said, glad baby girl got that behind her. She can enjoy her spring break. She in here braiding her own hair, doing her own thing. Hey. So I'm appreciative of it, because then she can see the hard work that it goes into it and
see,
all
she
that
really
want to
do
stuff.
This. Like she talk about she want to do that, and I'm just like, you don't want to fuck around people here.
She don't. It's okay to know how to do stuff for yourself so that you can save money. But as far as saying that I'm doing that to make money, that ain't the shit. I know for me, that ain't the shit I could ever do. So at this point, my child's 17. I ain't really got to breed nobody here no more. But I'm in there helping her where I can, and she appreciating the part that I'm doing, because clearly she can't do what she need to do. And what I'm doing. So it's working out good, though. We having a good time. We going to make sure it's done before she got to go to work on Friday. So we got a couple more days to get this done.
Yes. Amen. Well, as far as my week, since you asked. Basically, the same thing. We spring breaking this week. We off this week from last show to this show. Not too much has happened. I did a little music battle against Smash the other night. Crushed him, of course. I always beat Smash in music battles. Shout out to Smash, man. One day, you got close this time. You had me on the ropes.
Yeah, you were sweating.
I was like, you had me on the ropes. You know what I'm saying? But, music, the good music man and myself prevailed again. I guess I lost a friend over the past week or whatever. Not lost like in the sense of death, but
lost
in the sense of, they don't fuck with me no more. Hey. It is what it is. I'm not at a shortage for friends.
Good friends are hard to come by.
I mean, good friends are hard, and I got a lot of good friends.
Okay.
So,
you're blessed.
I'm blessed. And so, I need to not run them off doing the things that I do, whatever that is. I heard your little montage on your last episode, MJ. I don't do the subs, so I'm just going to call you out. I heard it, and I just, the irony, that's what, the irony is all I heard in it, because, you know, but this ain't about that.
Yeah. Black men unite. Y'all need
Black men unite. Yes. Y'all need to get together. I mean, like I said, I don't have no animosity towards nobody. Okay. My number the same. I answer the phone if you call, but I'm not the one that's going to reach out, because if that's what we waiting on me to reach out, oh, this ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? And like I said, I ain't got no problems. I can coexist, whatever's going on, but you know, hey. Black men, we need to come. Like I said, I don't have no beef with a black man.
That's all it is.
I don't have no beef with black men. I don't beef with black men no more. Mm.
But niggas and their egos.
Niggas and their ego, exactly. I just don't, like I said, I do. Again, it's all good this way. So, we got a show to do.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's give the people what they want. Man, y'all know how we start the show out. It's What's on the Timeline. What's on the timeline is when we talk about that topic that's been dominating the news, the timeline, your feed, whatever you want to call it. And this week, it was the Mexican cartel kidnapping niggas. Now, Queen Germ, you've been to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Were you scared of the cartel when you was there?
I was not.
You were aware that the cartels were in Mexico, yeah. But what's going on with this brief rash of people getting abducted? And I mean, two people got killed. A couple of them kidnapped. Skeptical of what they were doing down there.
It wasn't skeptical.
What were they doing?
The girl was getting cosmetic surgery.
That ain't what I heard. I heard they were down there buying drugs and the shit went wrong. I believe it.
But how? Because
the cartel got that cheap price. You just got to get there. So once they got there, cartel's like, we taking all these niggas' money. Like, what the fuck? Like, even
but
though.
Why you got to kill them though? Rob them and let them go about their business.
Why? You can't go back and tell nobody nothing. I just go ahead and kill you.
He wouldn't even know.
Maybe they killed them because the people was getting frisky. I don't know. It's sad that someone lost their life. I hope, you know what I'm saying, this is, I'm not saying a lesson need to be learned in this, but just be careful when you're going out of the country, because the cartel could get your motherfucking ass.
I don't want this
to become a thing where people start going out in other countries and getting robbed and
the
shit.
Problem, that's the problem all the way. They going out of the country to get these damn jobs.
You don't speak the language. Like,
why the fuck would I let anybody do anything for me? I don't give a fuck. You can't pump my gas
it's
and
cheaper.
You can't speak English. I don't
so,
give a
so
fuck.
So you saying you look up, okay, let's say for instance you want to get some kind of procedure done. Or, hell,
I don't.
Let's just take it like a lot of people have to make this decision with medicine, okay? Where the medicine in the United States, you need this pill that can possibly save your life, or it did save your life, and they go up the price, and you can go to Mexico and get it for, where in America you're paying like, let's say $900 for your monthly supply of medicine. You can get the same supply of medicine in Mexico for $150. Are you taking that chance?
I'm not. Because first of all, the regulations of what they got going on over there may not even be up to standard. So you taking a gamble either way. So me personally, I'd be rationing out the drug that I'm getting over here, come up with some kind of scam.
You just called the scam is just going over here to Mexico,
no,
going over here to Tijuana, going up in the Sinaloa,
up in the hospital or the wherever, and getting me
going to Temecula and all these places,
snatching that bag out the lady in public's hand before I swipe my card.
Now you going to prison?
I'm not for $900. Yeah, I'm not.
That's
I'm
a
not.
Felony. You steal them
I'm
drugs.
Not,
that's
not.
A narcotic.
It is written to my name, so it belongs to me. I just need to pay for it. So we're going to get on a payment plan. We're going to do whatever we got to do. But I'm not going to no other country to get nothing done. The only thing I'm going over there for is vacation.
That's
all y'all could do for me.
Shout out to Shanquella Robson. Y'all thought we forgot about her. We ain't heard about her. She just went on vacation. She ain't come back.
Yeah.
So it's just,
you just gotta be
what's
careful
going
who
on
you
with
go
Mexico?
Well, you got to be careful who you go on vacation with. Because if them niggas did what they did to her, then that could have happened anyway.
Yeah, they would did that in Daytona, yeah, Las Vegas, like L.A., New York, New Orleans. They would have did that anywhere because they were fucking sadistic.
Yeah,
but yo, like, don't forget about Shanquella. Like, damn, we almost forgot about her.
Yeah, never.
Another motherfucker in Mexico. Y'all need to be careful going to these countries. Like, you don't speak the language, you can't. You better stay in the touristy areas. If you don't speak the language, stay the fuck out.
But that's
of
how
the...
you know they was venturing out somewhere.
Yeah,
you out there talking something. I mean, and if the storyline wasn't the truth that she was supposed to be having surgery, I don't understand what a homeboys had to go for.
I'm not going
but
to Mexico for surgery.
Niggas.
I'm just being real with you. That's a third world country.
Yeah, that's not.
I'm not going to Mexico get no teeth pulled. I go get the drugs if I need medication, but I'm not getting no procedures done in Mexico.
Nah.
Like you cannot.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love my Mexican brother and sisters, but I'm not getting any work done there. Y'all can work on my car.
But that
y'all can feed me, and y'all can give me drugs. That's where it stops with Mexicans, and maybe cut my grass. You know what I'm saying? But
sir.
I'm just saying.
Sir.
I don't want a Mexican doctor. I don't want a Mexican dentist. I'm sorry. It's just not y'all.
I mean, and if it is, you would have had to pass all of those examinations in the U.S. Yes. You would not be some Mexican doctor that I'm going to find over here in some hut over here in some area. I mean, that
y'all even got clean tools over there. Like
that the people weren't even supposed to be out that way.
See, that let you know you ventured too long. Like,
so you ain't got
where did you find this place at? Like,
how did you get the people?
I want to know who did the research. Like, oh, I found a place where you could get this done.
Yeah, how you got the plug?
Yeah, they send you to the, man, come on, man. And then the cartel writing goddamn letters and shit to talk about they sorry. I'm like, hold on, when did the cartel write letters? I thought they just sent tongues. I thought they just sent heads and shit like that.
Sir.
Why are you writing letters saying you're sorry? Like, what? First of all, y'all killed some black people. The government not going to come down there and fuck with y'all, okay? I just want y'all to know that. Not so good. If we got any Mexican cartel listeners, I just want to let y'all know, y'all killed some black people. You ain't got to worry about the American government coming down there and raining on y'all niggas because they were black. Now, if it been a little white baby, a little white girl, oh, shit. We would have blew Mexico off the motherfucking map. I ain't going to motherfucking lie. Just going to say that. So, black people, be careful going to Mexico. Stick to the Tulums, the Cabos, the Cozumels, wherever that motherfucker boat take your ass, do not venture off the beaten path. I don't want to see y'all niggas in Mexico City. I don't want to see that shit because y'all niggas don't know shit. Stay away. Stay in the tourist areas, okay, black people?
And everybody want to have the real experience.
Yeah, you got the real experience. That cartel ran up on your motherfucking ass. You seen that. Oh, it's lawless out. Y'all think we got a police problem in America? Go to these other countries. They got a police problem. Problem is, ain't no motherfucking police.
Yeah. So they, you better be careful.
You better be careful.
Sick.
That's the last thing you want is a cartel to get you.
Yeah, I don't want no.
The motherfucking, I mean, just think, the cartel? These niggas, then they just yelling at you. You don't know what the fuck they saying. And next thing you know, nigga just break out a chainsaw or just cut. Oh my God, man. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I gotta know, if you was locked in prison, besides snitching, what's something that you would do to get out?
I mean, you ain't give me no options.
I'm just saying, I'm asking you, just like, would you just give me something that you would do just to get out of prison?
Anything that people want me to do. I fuck somebody. Anything. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. Okay. Like, I mean, okay. What is there to do? I'll steal something, I'll kill somebody.
I like you said that, because check this out. In Boston, this is in Massachusetts, in the United States of America,
uh-huh.
A new bill proposed on Beacon Hill would allow Massachusetts prisoners to donate their organs for reduced sentences. The legislation would give people anywhere from 60 days to a year off their prison sentence on the condition that the incarcerated individual has donated bone marrow or organs. The act to establish the Massachusetts Incarcerated Individual Bone Marrow and Organ Donation Program is sponsored by Democratic Judith Garcia of Chelsea and Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield. They say it will restore bodily autonomy to incarcerated folks and expand the pool of donors, especially for people of color who struggle to find a match. Oh, because you know all our matches are in prison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they're saying.
That's because where all our matches at in prison. Got you.
But then you're going to let these people out if they really that vile criminal that you put away. For our safety, you letting them get back to the street.
Nigga, if I got sick, okay, hold on, let me finish reading this, then we're going to go over the fuck in. But critics strongly disagree and say it might even be illegal. It's like you're harvesting organs. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel humane. Project Turnaround founder Romilda Pereira told the Boston Globe, you're bargaining with vulnerable people over their time. A Brigham Women's Hospital epidemiologist told the newspaper that the proposal was perverse. There are certainly ways we can engage our free communities in educating them about the options of organ and bone marrow donation. Monique Jimenez said, but going to our incarcerated population as a source is problematic at best and exploitative. Now, I'm going to be real with you. Some of y'all niggas not going to agree to give up y'all organs, but they going to snatch y'all shit. Why? Because there's money in this shit. It's some money somewhere.
It is.
It's a business that's looking to buy fucking organs. And so we start seeing a rash of prisoners just dying or come up missing or
niggas get locked up. Or so niggas' organs just...
So let me ask you, Queen Germ. I got to know. Are you willing to give up an organ to get out of jail? Now, they said 60 days to a year.
That
now,
ain't enough time.
Now, nigga, I'm not going
to I need to be getting a pardon or whatever to get up out of here today.
Thank you.
Like, after my surgery is done for me to give you this here organ, I need to be able to walk out this door or roll me up out this motherfucker.
Soon as I hit, I don't even want to heal up in this bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Let me go with my stitches and my shit. Just let, put me outside the gate. Do me like they did Lamar BMF. I just walk home in the motherfucking goddamn with a gown and shit. Just let them know I'm a free man. I'm out. Leave me alone.
Give me my paperwork.
Because 60 days to a year. Nigga, I'm going to do 60. I'm not losing my fucking kidney for 60 days.
And you don't know what, like, what you want for
60.
On, yeah.
60, what you want? Some I give you some bone marrow for 60. That's about all you getting.
But I'm going to need a year for my. I'm going to need a year for anything.
I hear it on the streets. Y'all giving niggas like $40 for this bone marrow right here. Maybe 70 for your first time. And that lets you know something,
they
too.
Giving for the plasma. Listen. They giving 100 for plasma.
And where are all these places?
In the hood.
I don't know why they don't have these places everywhere, but they just in the hoods.
Yeah.
Is it you don't see these bone marrow? What they call it? Plasma?
It's plasma.
Because it's plasma now. It used to be blood. Now it's plasma. Yeah. What the fuck they doing with this shit?
I don't know.
You a scientist? Is this some kind of code you can't tell us? What y'all doing with this plasma?
I don't know what they do.
Because they all popping up in the hood. Like, why do I want all this junkie plasma? That's the
but
thing.
But no, they do test on it. They don't. If you have had certain
all
things,
these junkies is getting damn given. I don't want to hear that shit when I don't see a whole
they
bunch.
They don't
of,
have no kind of diseases. They don't have
diseases.
Drugs.
That's what they probably don't have. But the niggas got drugs in their system because ain't nothing but junkies coming up in there. Everybody that's in there got a drug habit, whether it's weed, coke, crack, all the way up to meth. Something, you got a problem. That's why your motherfucking ass up in there. Because no human being is going to go to the plasma place willingly without being forced to because they like, yo, I'm in dire straits. I need to do it. You know what I'm saying? Now, shout out to all y'all that ever donated. Hey, I'm not judging. It was a time where I almost did it. I almost did it, but it just never worked out for me. So that's when I always say, well, your dick ain't officially in the dirt yet, my nigga. You ain't gave up no blood for money. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not saying I judge people to do it, but hey.
Sound like you do.
I don't judge because people, hey, whatever you got
I
to
mean,
do.
I mean, people do what they got to do. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather scam, somebody give plasma people, than be out here sucking dick and hoeing.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm going to go with that.
I'd rather you suck some dick because you might like the dick that you got that day, or you might like the pussy that you got that day. Like,
you
damn.
You might.
You're like, whoa, you shit. Might. Oh, that was a nice dick to suck today, or whatever the woman might say. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
or
it is.
Or the nigga was like, shit. You know, hey, the nigga might be like, hey, man, shit. Better than giving up my blood. I'd rather, you know, niggas, hey.
You can develop, you know what I'm saying? It's going to regenerate. You will get some more blood. That's how you can go back in there in 7 days.
Tricky,
and get
I don't
some
know
more.
That, man. They,
you can keep giving.
I don't trust that
giving
shit.
And giving and giving.
They take the shit out and put it back in there. That's the part that gets me. Because they take it, separate it, and they give you the, nah, nigga.
They just taking the plasma.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But then they put the blood back in your body.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You can't take nothing out of me and put it back in me, bro. Like, when niggas, I heard niggas be doing chemo, they like take all the blood out your body. They like cycle that shit through or some shit like
well,
that.
Well, they're not
like,
taking it all out. Well, time, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like cycling it through. Man, I'm cool, bro.
But they have to do certain things. I mean, like, hey, man, certain things are necessary. You going to die of cancer?
Man, hell yeah. I'm going to die of cancer. I ain't doing shit. I'm not doing nothing. If I get that shit, I'm just going to, I'm going to be waking up in the morning, coughing up blood. And, but I'm not going, I'm not doing none of that. Shout out to all the survivors, man. Y'all niggas are strong. I ain't got it in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to live this life the Lord gave me. I'm going to try to keep this car running as long as I can. And once this car can't run no more, send me to the motherfucking junkyard, goddammit. That's all I'm saying. Don't try to fix me up. Don't try to rebuild my motor. None of that shit. Nah, nigga.
Like I said, give me all of what you got before you let me go.
I don't want
That's
it.
All I'm going to tell you.
I told you. I told my doctor, no bad news. Good vibes only. I don't care if you look at that paper and it's telling me I got 8 days to live. You better look at me and say, hey, Mr. Germ, you're looking great. I'm going to set you up for one next year. See you in a year. And I'm going to be like, hey, man, thanks, man. Hey, and I'm going to walk out of there not knowing nothing. That's how I want. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to life, my nigga. Now, anything else you might want to be a little nosy about. But living? Ignorance is bliss. Don't tell me shit. Queen Germ, I think this is very problematic because, like I said, they just going to be stealing organs from niggas. And
They just going to be taking them. At this point, if you start that program and let them come in that prison, they going to be wiping them out. Everybody going to be missing something.
They ain't offering enough. A year? Uh-uh. A year, nigga? For my kidney? A lung? Like, what they?
I mean, but then my thing
they
is...
They going to be like, yo, let me get your heart from you. They going to be like, all right. Nigga.
And nigga, you're dead. You gonna get them one of them 3D printed hearts.
Hey, they gonna get your heart from a damn animal and shit, nigga. Your ass gonna be up sitting there with a half pig, a hybrid heart, nigga. You gonna be like, oh, it's kangaroo, koala, and
all kind of carrying on.
I got no question. You are a person that knows a lot of celebrities. You know, you rub shoulders with them. You and the likes of your people, the 12 Kyles of the world, the collectors. Y'all know a lot of celebrities. So I got to know, celebrities, athletes, are they required to sign autographs?
I wouldn't necessarily say required, but to me, I would say the idea is going to be that comes with the job. I mean, like, nobody is not
written. I don't have time to stand here to sign everybody autographs.
But you got to do a good
So job. How many is enough?
I mean, like I said, you're a celebrity. These people are the reason why you have the money that you have now.
Facts.
So let's not disregard the fact that all of these people being out here wanting your autograph also skyrockets the price of everything that you get. You know, whether it be shoe deals, commercials for all these other products, whatever it may be. Your fans are the reason why you are you. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a celebrity that's an athlete or whatever. Yeah.
Entertainer,
somebody.
Celebrity, whatever.
So,
yeah.
All of that. I just feel like it's a part of the territory. Like, you got to find a way. Even if you say, I can't sign autographs, but I done gone out my way. I got some postcards, some shit that ain't. I mean, yeah, I get it. I done made 1,000 of them.
How many selfies you taking?
Let's take a picture. Like, we got to be quick.
So, are you signing autographs when you're eating?
Probably not. I might have to give you one of these postcards that I keep on me all the time.
I just want to know because, like, do you ask celebrities for autographs? Are you one of those people?
I did one time, long time ago. And, you know, it just didn't work out for me. So I don't have any autographs. I just enjoy the time that we have. If we get to dance together, talk together, you know, pass a few words, smile across the room, I just appreciate the acknowledgement and we just go.
See, I'm an autograph seeker. I'm one of those people that like getting autographs. You know, because I'm old school. Uh-huh. I'm not the new school. Want to take a picture and shit like that because, you know, I mean, I guess a picture is more of a validation than an autograph because people counterfeit shit all the time. So I guess the picture kind of validates it. But autographs, I like them. You know what I'm saying? Just for my own personal thing, I got like a little box with all the little autographs over the years and shit that I have and everything like that. So I'm not above asking for autographs. Now, once I became an old ass nigga now, you know what I'm saying? It's certain niggas, I'm not going to ask for autographs because you're a little young nigga to me. Like, I can't do it. Like, if you great and I'm older than you, I ask you for your autograph. Mm-hmm. But if you just a regular, I'm just going to be like, hey, you know, I always send a kid to get the autographs of the people that I don't deem worthy of me asking. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they usually don't deny the kids. You know what I'm saying? And whenever they do for the kids, I always thank them. I'm not one of those people that feel like you have to do it.
Yeah, you don't.
But when you
take it
out of your time to do it, I will thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because that makes you look like not such an asshole. Because, you know, me being coach, dealing with the kids, we go to games, when we see these guys, you know, the kids look up to them, so when they see them, it's just like, I appreciate you taking time out your schedule for this. Yeah. And they seem more appreciative when you do that instead of the little ones. Like, you know, you can tell when it's the adults that's hawking something for some jersey they want you to sign so they can sell it. You know, it ain't collectible. It's more like, you're going to sell this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what it's
like. You got to watch out for them niggas because they come prepared. They have their shit already in cases and ready to go. So I'm like, nah, you ain't going to get that shit. Like, you just so happen to have this ball. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It don't even look like something everybody signs. But,
I mean, I get it. I just think that it's a part of the job, but on both ends of it, if you asking for an autograph or you giving an autograph, just understand the dynamics. Like, it's a time and a place for everything. Mm. So if you see the person and, you know what I'm saying, if the person is at least nice enough to acknowledge you, like, okay, I know I'm a celebrity. I know you see me. Mm. Must be a fan. Hey, hi. But don't disrupt me while I'm trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to realize, like, when it's the people with their family and
but,
stuff
I mean,
like
but
that.
But you don't, okay, I understand what you're saying, but you listen to what I'm saying. I see my favorite celebrity in this restaurant. I'm not at a concert.
I know.
This is just, wow, the universe lined up for me. She's right there. He's right there. I have to ask them this. I mean, when am I going to get this chance again?
You may not, but then you also have to be okay with if they tell you no. Like, you can't let this moment be, I don't fuck with so-and-so no more because they didn't sign my autograph at
Longhorn. That's what happened to my mom in Whitney Houston. She seen Whitney Houston in a restaurant, asked for an autograph. Whitney was like, nigga, I'm eating. And so my mama got upset and was like, I don't like Whitney Houston because she did it. Nigga,
yeah,
now that we know what we know about Whitney, you lucky that's all she said to you.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
I love that lady.
I know. I get it.
She's the best.
I mean, but, certain. Yeah,
God rest her soul. But.
Like a couple people that dissed me on autographs. Well, not really me, but I was asked for my cousin, Vince Carter. So Vince Carter's on the fuck you list. He's been on the fuck you list since 1996. You know what I'm saying? That
when you I don't had, mind holding grudges in.
Hey, you ain't have to do us like that, Vince.
But he did.
And to the point is, I don't even like Carolina. So me asking for somebody else, that made it even worse because it was just like, damn, nigga. Like, I ain't even, you know, you ain't have to do the nigga like that. So Vince Carter's on the fuck you list. Michael Jordan, he don't get autographs. He just, nah. So Michael Jordan's on the list. Don't ask him for an autograph because he was just like, hell nah. Like, he basically dissed the shit out of ass. We see Michael Jordan. Like, we up in Chapel Hill. We see Michael Jordan playing basketball on the court. So we taking pictures of Michael Jordan. The nigga security come over there and was like, yo, you got to erase them pictures. We was like, what? He said, give me your phone. Nigga took the nigga phone, deleted the shit out the nigga phone and sent us on our motherfucking way. Michael Jordan. Michael, I was just like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, them were like the two worst, and they both Carolina niggas. So, y'all wonder why I hate Carolina niggas. But other than that, I saw LeBron, didn't ask for his autograph. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I went close enough. Plus, my ankle was fucked up.
Here you go.
I was, man. I couldn't, that's not limping up to no nigga asking for no autograph.
If you wanted it,
what the fuck? So, you're not an autograph person, so you don't have any that you just
keep? I mean, like I said, I tried to get Yolanda Adams that time, and she didn't sign my autograph simply because of the fact that they claimed I had to buy the CD that day, but I
buy another one. If you're a real fan, you would buy two.
It didn't even matter. It didn't even matter because when I did get in the line, she said she was no longer doing autographs, so it didn't matter. That was the initial reasoning.
Oh, so you was gonna buy? You like, yeah, okay, I'll buy another one. It's nothing, nigga. I got this refund check from school.
See,
nigga,
how you minding my business?
I'm just saying.
But nonetheless, it's my money, and I was willing to spend it because I really, in doing that time of my life, it was a very good. She was a very good singer, and then you know, music was uplifting.
Yeah.
But for you to be that type of person, like you supposed to be singing gospel, like how the fuck you get mad?
Gospel niggas like, gotta sign every autograph.
You should
take every picture.
You should be trying.
The gospel niggas, they can't be have a bad day. Like nah, rappers.
I mean, you real people, but at the same time, like, you gotta act like you're driven
by the Lord.
You telling us all this, that, and the third, but then on the flip side, I'm done. I gotta go now.
But I gotta go. My time is valuable. I got another signing to do. Sorry, I can't do it. I mean, you know.
But you got, and then people got to be okay with the fact that you got a fan that's going hard for you, and you don't. That be the where the line ends for you that day, and that person spewing all the fuck you to the world. They telling everybody that you ain't shit, you ain't this, you ain't that. You can't be mad either. So you got to be okay with however the thing fall out.
So let me ask you a question. That's why you know people don't see us. So we can mingle and bingle, and nobody stops and asks for autographs.
No, they don't.
Nobody stops. And, you know, if we were more visible. Oh, speaking of visible, Queen Germ, you know, it's a new thing now where everybody is, like, video broadcasting their podcast. And we're like dinosaurs because we don't do that. Do you think that's something you'd be interested to do? I have no interest in it, just to be honest.
I mean, I'll do whatever. If we got to change in order to continue doing what we do, I don't have a problem, but it's not a desire.
Me neither. I want to keep our podcast a podcast, not a visual presentation. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all that do it, but don't forget the message is the words, not the visuals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The visuals is great, but the podcast is what niggas are checking for. If you got a great camera and all this shit and all these, oh, wow, that's great, but we're coming to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So don't short the podcast on the visuals. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So just wanted to touch on that a little bit. See what y'all think. A lot of people ask us, won't y'all do a live show? Nigga, y'all don't see. Why would we do a live show? We gonna be behind a curtain or some shit doing this shit? Like, no, I don't. I thought about doing like a Instagram live where we did like a Frocast live on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Like we do the show, just, you know, normal show. I mean, that might be something we might think about one day. I mean, I don't know. Something we have to work on.
Yeah.
If you could build the perfect spouse outside of your current spouse now, accordingly. What attributes would they have?
I think one, my whoever this person is that I'm building or requesting to be.
Yes, building. It's like Weird Science when they built their perfect girl when chatting. This is what you're doing. Weird Science, you're building your perfect man. I know I'm your perfect man. Yeah, but if outside I had to
find someone else, it would be very difficult. Yes. But this person would be a man who definitely is taller than I am, but someone who's smart and clever, someone who really finds me attractive, someone who has a spiritual belief in God and really is moving towards that way to find their purpose if they haven't already identified it, walking in their purpose, and someone who, you know, is able to manage money, make money, have fun, laugh, has a great sense of humor, someone who likes dressing up, likes going out. I guess that might be everything. Spiritual, fun, family related, has good relationship with the family, my family and theirs, and really, really, you know, is driven. So, yeah.
That's it?
All those things.
God damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, is this going to be the guy? I got to
Notice she didn't mention nothing about love, sex, or nothing like that. That's amazing.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, like, if he's doing all that, that's turning me on, so we going to do it.
But, I mean, so what if he did all that and he was trash in the bed? Just trash. Like,
just trash.
Trash. Like, that was his only, that was his problem. All those other boxes that you said, checked all that. But that one box right there, he just couldn't get it done. The nigga was just like,
I have to teach him.
It's just that bad.
Not coachable.
It's just like, man, like, wow.
I don't know how long that's going to last.
But everything else is perfect.
We're going to try. We'll try. I'll try. But I don't know. I you know.
Like y'all to try. Pills, everything. Nothing. We're nothing worth. Nothing.
We're just going to do the best we can. We're going to hold on as long as we can.
Okay. What if he was just like, you know what?
I mean, if he, it's no way the man.
You have to owe him loyalty. You have to owe him loyalty so you can't even run out on him and do nothing.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I would try the best I can to be in the relationship. When the relationship is expired, then you got to go.
But how could you fall out of love with him when he does all the other boxes?
I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know what that feels like. So therefore, if I'm giving an honest thought about it, it would have to be that I would do the best I can. And if for whatever reason that's not enough, if I determine that that's not enough, I will be honest with him and let him know that we can't be together no more. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need to cheat on him because he is all these things but that. But I just feel like, I mean, as you get older, certain things are not as important, and sex would not be as important as you continue to get older simply because of the fact that you realize that there are obviously other things that are going to be a priority. Especially if y'all have so many connections on other levels, like you're bound to each other.
Yeah, so y'all got together when y'all was 22 and 27. Y'all got together when y'all was both 27, he was 28. And like I said, all those boxes checked, but that one.
I feel like sex wouldn't be that bad because if you really love, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you really love somebody, sex is something that, yes, it's physical, but it's intimacy, also. But I'm going to be attracted to you. I'm going to want you in that way simply because of the fact that you check all these other boxes. Like, we are connected different ways.
But you know he can't hit that home run. You just like, damn, you so attracted to him, but he just can't.
I mean, it's ways you can get it. It's ways you can get it. You can buy toys. You can do other stuff. We will make it work if we got that much of a connection. And the only thing is that your sex is whack. Like, I will have to let them know, like, hey, baby, this is what I need. And I'm sure if you love me enough and if you got all these other reasons to be with me, that you will yield to those type of things.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I mean, but.
What's up, man? Well, let's go ahead and move on. You're not going to ask me?
Oh, you want me to?
What you mean?
It ain't nobody. Like, if you ain't with me, you ain't got nobody.
What you mean?
That ain't nothing to ask about.
No, you're not going to ask me what my prototype be?
It would be me.
Oh, but I say outside of you, though.
You don't have nobody outside of me.
Oh, man.
But it looks like you've given it thought. So go on and share with the people.
I was just going to say, you know, my usual pretty smile, you know what I'm saying? Healthy hair. You know what I'm saying? When I buy healthy hair, it could be short, it could be long, just as long as it's healthy. Let's see. Good sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? You know, she don't have to be funny because, you know, a lot of women ain't funny. But, you know, definitely a good sense of humor. Know how to take a joke. Down to earth, smart. Let's see what else. Definitely has to be sexy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to be, had it. You got to be sexy. I don't want you too tall. You know what I'm saying? You can't be over, about 5'6". Can't be over that 5'7". 5'7", 5'8", pushing it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What else? Don't care about your feet, so... You know, your feet.
Now you're trying to take shots.
No, I'm just being honest. I don't like feet.
You had to go to it then.
I'm just saying.
If you don't like it, then it don't matter. So don't say nothing about it.
I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about nobody in particular.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I better go ahead and stop it. But y'all get the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Has to smell good. Good hygiene is a plus. You know what I'm saying? It has to smell good. It's not, and, you know, I got to be honest, ladies. Got to be two something to do something in King Jerm's eyes. Like, it's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I can't do nothing with y'all little women.
I'm sick of you
all. I'm just being serious. Y'all skinny women scare me, man. Y'all like a bag of bones, man. Now, listen. Not saying y'all not unattractive. It's just y'all not
But they might be thin. What is it? Slim thick. Mm-mm. Slim Mm-mm. thick. They might be Mm-mm. small, but they got enough, you know, in the right spots. Mm-mm. So they ain't like skinny straight Mm-mm. up and down.
As I heard one time, I need my woman to feel like a titty all over.
Uh-uh.
Like, well, I don't care where I grab her, it's supposed to feel like a titty. That's what I need.
That's not a good look.
Yes, it is. It's a good feel and a good look. So, want to know, if you could build your, if it's a weird science moment, what would you do? What kind of woman would you build? You know what I'm saying? Just don't go for the physical because, you know, you gotta add other parts. You know what I'm saying? You could just put the parts together without the guts that you want. Now, yeah, you got a fine-ass, dumb-ass woman or fine-ass, dumb-ass nigga or nigga. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. So, it's all important. What you want?
When you think about the day-to-day, you don't have enough time to live your life, you know, to think about what would be your appropriate mate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just feel like, you know, you gotta have somebody that's there that's gonna be, you know, a voice of reason sometimes, and you even when you don't want to hear it, but know how to package it so that they can say it in the right fashion. Because some of y'all don't have no tact. You get so comfortable with a nigga and think that shit don't matter, but it does. Taking the time to say shit the right way, it takes you far.
But sometimes you can just take the words and run with it.
Because don't worry about the tone. You go to that job and you'll kiss that boss ass.
That's different. I mean,
No, this is a job too. And you should want to stay. You should want to stay in the on the payroll.
I shouldn't have to have work rules at home. I'm at home.
Okay. And you would not have a work. You would not have to do certain things at work that you do at home.
Exactly.
Right. But at the same time, you have to know when. And there's certain times when you can play or you can see that the person can handle. Da 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 da. Don't be a burden. Shit, if you've been with somebody for 20 years and you still don't know what to do, then you don't pay attention.
But I mean, if I'm not trying to be rude and it's perceived, it doesn't matter.
If you see that the person is going through, you have to be an adult to read the cues. Err on the side of, I don't want to offend nobody. So say the shit in a good way. Do that every time. Then you don't have to worry about, I know that you
so
just take...
So I got a code switch at home.
Like I said,
I'm just
obviously
asking.
You don't care about the people
I'm
at home.
I'm not saying I don't care.
That's what they supposed to, they should not have to tolerate bullshit. If I done been beat up on all day long at work and I come home to this motherfucker, then I come home here and I got to deal with your shit, that's not okay. It's not. And anybody who thinks that is okay, they need help.
But I mean, but if a person just says something and why, you know,
you should care enough not to offend. If that is your intent, move with that. That can't be your intent. And then I'm telling you, oh, why you let that girl put that hair in your head like that? Your head look a mess. And you know that I got my hair like this and I ain't got no hair or whatever the situation is. It's a sensitive subject. Just because you saying, well, it don't look good. I don't want you to go out there and look bad in front of other people. That's why you telling me. You're not telling me trying to hurt my feelings. But hell, you hurt my feelings. So that's not okay to say, oh, just because I wasn't intending to hurt your feelings, I should have been able to say it to you in any way I felt like saying it. No, that shit does not fly. That's not an excuse. That's not okay.
So brutal honesty don't, like that blunt honesty.
That's
don't.
Some shit you do with your friends. Your spouse? No.
Okay.
No, no, and no.
I'll try to clean
Rules that up. Rules to live by.
I'll try to clean that up.
Yeah, do that.
Because, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize for being like that with you. I didn't mean it. Okay?
Yeah. Always.
I don't want to run you away because I have a tendency of running people away from me and stuff like
that.
And I'm gonna end up alone if I don't stop. doing this.
Apparently, the people mean more to you than you need to be letting
them. That shit is fucking comical.
That, it wasn't. It wasn't okay. It wasn't okay. I need you to be a bigger person.
I am. It's time to move on, man. It's top 10 time, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Y'all know, over here, top 10, we have 10 things. Sometimes we go from 10 to 1. Sometimes we go from 1 to 10. But just know, it's going to be 10 things. And this time, we got the 10 most violent states in the United States. The Queen Germ. People got all kind of jokes about Florida. Florida this, Florida that, blah, 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 blah. That's what we hear all the time. Florida man, Florida man, Florida man. But I tell you what. These the 10 top 10 most violent states, and guess what?
Florida ain't up
there. Florida ain't on there. I'm going to go ahead and kill the surprise. Florida ain't on there. So y'all stop all this bullshit y'all be saying, this propaganda, because there's 10 states that's worse than Florida. And here we go. They has the highest rate of violent crime. That's what the thing says. All right, so at number 10, we got Michigan. And what city's in Michigan? Detroit. Queen Jordan, you missed your line.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Number 9, we got Arizona. I ain't know y'all thugging out there in Arizona.
I guess ain't nothing else to damn do.
God damn. Number 8, South Dakota. I know you thought I was going to say South Carolina. Nope. South Dakota is number 8. Number 7, South Carolina is number 7. Shout out to 12 Cal. I see why 12 Cal left. He had to get away from that violent place. You can't be a millionaire in South Carolina and there's violent crime going on like that. Plus, ain't that where them goddamn Murdaughs live at?
Yep, that's where they at, man.
Hey, look, that's why the crime rate so high, them niggas. Number 6.
You ain't never lie. They running up half the people chart.
Number 6, man. Missouri. Shout out to my nigga Port. He live out in Missouri, man. Be careful out there. You live in the 6th most dangerous state. Number 5. We got Louisiana. Hey, gotta be careful, Louisiana. They get your issue out of that motherfucker. Number 4. Shout out to the Power Lunch Hour. We got Arkansas. God damn. Number 4, highest rate of violent crime. So look, we're in the top 3 now. The top 3. Number 3. Shout out to 8 more than 92. We got Tennessee in the motherfucking building. God damn. Tennessee. Memphis is in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? So you know they got to be in there. Number 2, Walter White. New Mexico. Shout out to New Mexico. Walter White might be real. All that shit might happen for real because they number 2. And the number 1 state with the highest rate of violent crime is Alaska.
Well, now, who over there?
Alaska. What y'all doing out there? What y'all doing, Alaska? They say Alaska has the highest violent crime rates, 837.8 per 100,000 people. Nigga, it's Grand Theft Auto, Alaska.
Apparently.
That's what the next game need to be at.
But
them,
what are they doing? That's like everybody, the children involved too, if that's the case.
They say the last frontier has more men and more heavy drinkers than elsewhere in the United States. Lawmen are spread thin across the vast 665,000 square mile territory. Now, you got to understand how big Alaska is. Alaska bigger than a motherfucker.
But there ain't nobody over there.
Indigenous people make up about 19% of the state's population. Wow. They said still most crime is hyper-concentrated in rough parts of a city. No shit. They need a damn expert to come and tell them that shit. Like, what? Crime is still hyper-concentrated in rough parts of a city? My God. What? Eureka, motherfucker. In a rough part of the city have crime? Wow.
That's what it is. All over the place.
Man, where do they get these experts from? Sign me up. I don't know.
Yeah, because I need to be an expert and get that checked.
So, Queen Germ, I'm not going to ask you what your bottom 3 is. I'm not going to ask you what your top 3 is. Because everybody know which state you would not live in on this motherfucker. And that's Alaska. You far away from every goddamn thing? No way. No way I live in Alaska. They actually pay you to live in Alaska. You know that, right? Because they get so much money from oil and shit out there. And it's just, they have money. Man, hell no.
They must be exposing people to something, too. Because if they got that much problems, then it's
nigga,
real serious.
They just said too many men. Ain't enough women over there. Ain't enough pussy to go around. So niggas is out there fucking each other up. Like, it's crazy.
Well, they better go get them somebody from someplace
else. They better do something out there. I bet they fucking a lot of animals up. That's why them polar bears going extinct up in Alaska. They fucking the shit out them motherfuckers. They domesticating polar bears.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
Shout out to that top 10, man. I mean, shit. Y'all know we did the lowest crime rate, so y'all know it's only right. I mean, the highest crime rate this week, so you know it's only right. Next week, states with the lowest crime rate.
Okay. Well, I can deal with that.
Yeah. You probably won't want to live in none of them states. They probably whack as hell. Who knows? We'll see next week.
We'll see what they're talking about.
Well, it's TV talk time, y'all. Queen Jern, we watch a lot of TV.
We did.
We've been putting in a lot. I mean, you even been watching. You done went on your own and started watching shows, y'all.
Yeah, y'all be impressed. I don't even really watch TV, but
so
you know,
just you ain't got to give us a synopsis of the shows, but just tell us what you was watching on your own. You know what I'm saying?
On my own, I watched Riches. I watched what was the thing?
That's a show called Houston or some shit like that.
Harlem.
Harlem. Okay.
Harlem. Yeah, and that was good. I watched both the first and the second season.
Damn.
And I mean, I think they like 35-minute shows.
That's still a lot.
But I did watch it, and then I started watching Unprisoned. So
we started
watching. Yeah, we did. Yes. We watched it together. Three episodes?
Yeah, we watched three episodes.
I mean, but all the stuff that I've been watching, I think it was pretty good. And then I realized, like, you know, I'm paying for the stuff anyway.
Might as well.
I might as well tap in.
You ain't
in there
ordering
sometime.
Shit from Amazon on Prime. You might as well watch that motherfucker.
Yeah, so. I done got packages in, I done watch shows. So
I need to start using your account so I can get my shit faster. I be bullshitting.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
You know, but I mean, I can't use it if I'm buying stuff for you. Then you see what's
going
on.
Yeah, I see what's popping up.
So that's all I'm like. Yeah. Damn, I just got to wait these days. But as far as shows we watch together, as she mentioned, we watch Unprisoned. You know, it's growing on me.
We're just getting into it.
Yeah, we're just getting into it. There's nothing really to talk about. But as our main shows, BMF happened. I had to shed a tear for Cash Doll. She got killed. You know what I'm saying? Lamar killed her. Yeah, well, I don't know her name is on the show. I know her name. She a rapper. Her name Cash Doll.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So she got killed. Look, she was trying to get Lamar to smoke some crack.
That was going to kill him.
So Lamar got her to smoke the crack first.
And he's like, nah, I know what
he
this is.
He said, me set you up. He set you to do this. So he ended up strangling her and killing her. Meeching them, I think they was in Atlanta, right?
They was in Atlanta.
They went to Atlanta.
Meek and all
you know,
that.
He was out there because, you know, they got a problem. They got too much drugs now. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas in, they got a lot of drugs, so they got to get this shit going. So they go down to Atlanta, open up a new plug, go see their homeboy down there, you know what I'm saying? And let them know, like, hey, bro, like, shit, we about to set up shop down here, you know. So he never goes out. So they go out to Magic City this night. I guess it's their first time in strip club. And then they also, the smaller plan was, they were supposed to kill B. Mickey this night.
None of that happened.
None of it happened because B. Mickey seen B. Mickey put it together because, you know, B. Mickey a little more street than them. He seen the play happening, so he ended up not dying. But the nigga down there ended up dying, and we're gonna come back to that. The nigga dying. So B. Mickey later on, he because the niggas that Big Meech and them had rubbed early out on the set when they was down at Freaknik or whatever. The nigga, matter of fact, it was Freaknik. That's why they was down in Atlanta. And so, but they went to Freaknik and came back. What was they still down there? They was down there because they were racing the cars in the street and everything. So, yes, some nigga hit some girl or something. Meech stood up for him. You know, they just show Meech is so much high moral integrity in the show. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
the
he nigga, was such a good
he,
guy.
He don't believe in nobody drama, having a good time. You got to respect women. All this good stuff behind Meech, you know what I'm saying? His brother tend to dick-ass nigga, though. But he respects women. You don't even go you know. So Meech stands up for some woman, him and this dude get into it. You know what I'm saying? So later on, the dude see the nigga at the club. They start shooting outside the club, and Meech and them end up hitting the boy. Now, the boy goes back home, and who is his wife? Young Miami with the best acting job I have seen this year. I swear to you, if this doesn't get nominated for an Emmy.
Let's stop.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. Like this, I haven't seen acting this good since Viola Davis in The Woman King. You know what I'm saying? Like. This was amazing.
Sarcasm.
I mean, Young Miami did her thing. It was amazing. Shout out to, she's having the best year ever. I don't know what people see in her, but this last year, she's been in like a couple movies, BMF. She winning awards. Like, hey, I don't know what happened.
All for it. Young Miami.
Yes, Actress of the Year. Somebody need to sign her. She needs her own spinoff show. From what she did in that role, she needs her whole spinoff.
Yes. Yeah,
give her a whole spinoff.
Spinoff, all right.
Yes. So, Charles, him and, oh, excuse me, not Charles. We got to get the Charles cheating report. You know, he's sitting around the house looking all humble. So, the mama, she get dressed up, she go out on a date with who? The Snoop motherfucking Dog. Pastor. They get out there. She going for literally counseling. She's really going like, yeah, she going just, for counseling.
She know that she making her husband mad by leaving.
Yes.
But at the same time, she is not trying to do nothing.
And she making Snoop bad by not giving him no cootie cat. Because when that bill came.
He said, split that shit down.
Yes, because he tried to touch her leg. She moved that hand. It was like, I ain't like that. Oh, they bought that bill. He said, oh, now I'm going to need you to split that like
a. Take that back, sir.
Yeah, split it like Moses did the Red Sea, nigga. He was like, no, sir. So, that's about all. You know what I'm saying? Nothing else happened.
Yeah, I mean, well, she was about to bust the shit out of that girl's face when she came back and returned the frying pan. She found out.
Oh, yeah. When she returned the frying pan. And she wanted to sit down and counsel with the wife. And then
you let the matchbook from the hotel fall out your pocketbook.
But again.
It means everything.
How?
A woman's intuition. It's not going to be so many things. You didn't even know. It's not going to be that many things that's going to overlap. That's going to make it be what it is. For one, y'all doing too much because of the fact that this nigga here had to spend money. We ain't got no money, but he's spending money at a hotel to lay up with your stupid ass. Y'all could have shucked your bed at your house over there because you ain't got no money.
The reason why we don't have the money because we got pride. Because your sons are big-time drug dealers that's just trying to give you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's
you,
fine. That's
you
fine,
trying to stick there. No, we ain't going to take no blood money. We ain't going to do it. We going to sit here and eat these pork and beans while y'all out here just throwing money all around
but
town.
But it don't even matter. The fact is, he I'm still work don't at have
Wendy's.
No money.
You working at Wendy's.
He still don't have no damn money to be cheating. I don't give a fuck if he was making the money. He could have been the big-time drug dealer. He still ain't had no business cheating. And then your bitch got the nerve to come in here talking about something. She want to borrow a frying pan shit. Stop going to the fucking motel and buy that bitch a frying pan.
The wife said, you can borrow anything I have.
Yeah, and she was finna borrow an ass whooping too because she was finna get it. Trust and believe. And she was like, all the things I said I was going to do to the bitch if I found out who she was. And this, that, and the third, she laid her religion down for a few seconds because she showed custom. And then she was like, grab that thing, had that frying pan in her hand.
She had cast iron.
And Charles was finna get it too. He come down there trying to do that damn
song. He got a little guitar fucked up.
She broke that shit up. I don't give a fuck about
shit. He
couldn't
even say shit. He was like, God damn. He was just like, well, we got to wear that one, dog. Like,
yeah, shoot. As long as that shit, it better the damn guitar than me.
So shout out to that, man. That's all for BMF, man. We got the season finale coming up. I also heard this Friday, at the time of this recording, Power Book 2, Son of Tariq, Daughter of Ghosts is coming back this week. So, you know, we're going to have that with the BMF finale. So, hopefully, they finally kill Lamar, hopefully. And, Power Book 2, Son of Ghosts, Daughter of Tasha is coming back. Because
you said something altogether different the first time. I was just like, okay, I guess he playing with it.
So. Yeah, I don't know what's the name of it. Power of Tariq or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Son of Tariq, we'll find all that out. Stuff, yes. Abbott Elementary time. Abbott. Always a good show. What happened this week on Abbott?
Abbott Elementary.
Oh, this one they had the drawing. It was Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah, Teacher Appreciation Week. They had a drawing. They thought that all the teachers were going to the damn game together.
She said, I got tickets to the Sixers game. The Sixers Wizards game.
Two tickets. And then this is the same one that Everybody Hates Chris had on the hat, and then Mr. Johnson put it on, and everybody was like, oh, that looked good.
They're clowning him. Yeah, you just can't walk in here with a hat on your head like that. You just can't do that. Then he put it on. They're like, ooh, look good.
He was like, okay.
He was like, same fucking hat. So, yeah. But you got to own it. That's like the swag dude. He was looking all awkward in the hat. He did look like the motherfucker the Ranger on Yogi Bear and shit like that. I was like, damn.
Like they always say, you can't let it wear you. You got to wear it. Exactly. So if you wearing it, wear the damn thing.
Mr. Johnson had a custodian suit on with that hat on and was swagged out with it. See, it was just Greg ain't had a swag for it. I'm trying to think, was there a lesson taught on this show? This is when the sister came and visited, right? The sister came from out of town, Janine's sister.
Yeah, she was weird as hell.
Yeah, because she was just like, Janine, it's hard being compared to you. Being, you went to school, did it everything the right way, and, I can't live up to your expectations. And
she feeling like the sister
abandoned him and ran. Like, and she's like, nah, it's the pressure, nigga. Like, you was mama's favorite child, nigga. Like, I don't want to be around that shit. So, you know, that was a lesson taught in Abbey. They always teach a lesson every week in Abbey. Yeah, a little something. They give you something. So, you know, go check out Abbey, man. Real damn good show. Anything else we watched this week? Like I said, we started watching Unprisoned.
We went to the movies to see.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Me and Queen Jern went on a date Sunday, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did we?
I mean, yeah, you can say it because you went on a date. I told you. I made an executive decision. I said, hey, what you got going on tomorrow? You was like, nothing. I said, well, we going to the movies. Mm. You said, okay. And then that was it.
Yeah. And I enjoyed myself.
You know what I'm saying? We went and seen Creed 3. I'm not going to tell y'all about the movie. Just that sticks to the Rocky thing. I mean, it's a Rocky movie.
Well, I didn't fall asleep. So yeah. It was good. It was good enough.
Person sitting beside me, phone kept going off in the movies. I was just like, annoying. God damn. And then the only thing I was asking about Creed was, I did not know that hearing problems was hereditary. Like, I didn't know you could pass that on to your child. So,
I mean, you can pass down to anything.
But I mean, hearing, like, what if I lost my hearing, like, something happened?
Well, that would be different, because your child shouldn't be deaf if you, like,
she
had
that's what happened to her. She wasn't born deaf, because remember, she...
But she said it, but that
her hearing started failing with her singing, because the music and loudness, so how you pass it on to your kid?
I don't believe that's what happened.
I think Michael B. Jordan was just pandering with this in the writing and shit of the damn. He just pandering.
I just feel like people are now, I mean...
They were doing a little too much sign language in this movie for me, man.
And in the beginning, I did find it odd, to say the least, but I thought about it as a parent. I was just like, you know, as we look at these different things that people have to deal with, we are definitely blessed to have had two healthy kids.
Yeah.
And people have all these different things, you know what I'm saying, whether they have various childhood diseases or mm-hmm. what have you. And I just feel like nowadays it's just the era of bringing awareness to stuff. So it's like, okay, what's the next thing that hasn't been addressed? So, you know, you got people who, you know what I'm saying, may have hearing issues, what have you. So in this movie, they did take the time to do that. So yeah. I just feel like, if nothing else, it makes it not, I don't want to say acceptable, because you should be accepting everybody, but it makes it more normal, I guess. Okay. And it doesn't seem like, it doesn't make those people seem so weird. Mm-hmm. So then if another kid sees it, the more we see these things in movies and on commercials and all these other different things, it allows us to not look at these little
normalized different,
yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Help me, child.
Okay.
Yeah, you were just trying to shut me up, but
No. I was just saying, like, that's,
yeah, that's what the word is. Normalized it.
Okay.
So I like that because you don't want nobody to feel out of place, especially for something they didn't choose. They didn't do anything wrong that made a child be deaf. So you want the kid to have as normal of a life as possible.
I got you. That's what's up, man. So please go out and see Creed 3.
Yeah, check it out.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely worth to watch the cinematography. Some of the scenes during the fight and the way the move and the way the camera moved was pretty nice. You know what I'm saying? But it was a good movie.
I enjoyed it. Like I said, I don't even like boxing at all. I just think it's a lot going on with that whole violent nature of it. But it was a good show. I mean, a good movie. I did appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. Well,
speaking of appreciation, it's Queen Jern's favorite segment of the show, and it's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we didn't get invited to the Oscars. But we come here every week and we do this for y'all. This week, the situation goes a little something like this. Man comes to wife with a detailed list of times she denied him sex. Queen Jern set the situation. This man has been keeping a track of the non-amount of sex he's been getting for a month. So he finally came to his wife with a detailed list.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Jern, are you ready?
I guess I have to be.
Here we go. Action! Honey, I got to talk to you about something.
Hey, what's up?
Well, you know, it's nearing the end of the month, and today is the 29th, at the time of this recording. You know what I'm saying?
Is it really?
Yes.
It's not, sir.
Today is the 29th. Tomorrow will be the 30th, and I just noticed, I mean, I've came to you for sex like 17 times this month, and you denied me 15 of those times. I just need to know what's going on.
You do realize that I'm busy.
ma'am, again.
I have lots of things going on. I am keeping this house together. I'm going to work. I'm tending the children. I have lots. And I don't understand why is it that you feel your physical needs are more important than
we're married, and my physical needs are important. I just got a list right here. So in the last 30 days, like I said, 17 of those days, I asked for sex. 17 out of 30 days, I asked for
sex. Why are you asking for it? Why are you not getting me in the mood? Why are you not warming me up? Why are you not making me feel like I want to ease these clothes off, but you're asking for sex?
I'm just saying, like, do you want to do something? You feel like, but I mean, I'm just saying, I got to know.
Massage me. Lay me down.
It's hard to tell your mood. You're always, you know what I'm saying?
I'm busy.
Yeah, you're always busy. You and this little online business you got. I mean, it's cool and all that, but you still got to take care of home. So on the 3rd, mm-hmm. I asked and was denied. Uh-huh. You said that you were tired. Uh-huh. On the 4th, I asked. You didn't say anything. On the 5th, I asked. Again, tired. 6th, I asked. He was like, you're sleepy. The 7th, I asked. You finally gave in. 8th through the fucking 20th, some bullshit ass excuse. Or you don't say nothing. Or I don't ask. And then I finally get some on the 20th. Okay.
You should be thankful for the 2 times.
Why should I be thankful? 2 times out of a month?
What you want me to do? I'm not begging you to have sex with you. So if I don't feel good or something is not working with me, my cycle on, whatever the case may be, you should be okay with that. Respect my body.
Respect my body, bro.
Like, you don't care enough about me if you don't see you sitting around here. What type of nigga is you that you're writing down notes about me and what I'm doing and what I am doing?
I have this little app on my phone that keeps up with things.
I'll go buy you a little pocket pussy or something.
I'm going to have to get something. I'd rather just have yours, but you act like you don't want to give it up.
So what you going to do?
I'm going to have to figure out some kind of alternative reasons.
I think 2 times out of 30 days is all right.
That is terrible.
It's really not.
2 out of 30?
Yeah.
So in a year's time, we're looking at, what, 24? Times in a year. Yeah. And you think that's adequate?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's going to have to be. Hell, if that's when we get it in, that's when we get it in. Worrying about the wrong thing. You sitting here talking about quantity. Quantity is not important, but quality is. So if you're getting 2 quality encounters in a month's time, That should override the number 2 of times.
Okay.
It should be the quality. 2 If that thing done got your mind blown to where you 2 want it more and more and more and more and more, and you looking forward to 2 the next time, then hey, check a box. You got 2. When you gonna use your coupon?
Well, I can't wait for this online business. You gotta get a jump in, because since I'm only getting sex 2 times a month, I'm cutting down my bill payment too.
No, you're not. Yes. That's not what this is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Play with it and see what the fuck happens. We're going to see what's going to happen then.
So you living in the same house these 30 days. You don't pay me.
I bet you.
You pay the people.
Again. Okay. I bet you some legs will get opening in.
Okay. Because I promise you, if I got to pay more bills, your ass is finna find yourself on the other side of that motherfucking door.
That's fine with me. I'll find somewhere to somebody that don't mind opening their legs.
Because obviously you married a wife so that you can fuck somebody. You didn't marry a wife because you want to have a good house, a good spouse, a good, you know, somebody who manages
children.
Part
of being a good spouse is giving up some good pussy. Okay.
All right. You keep right on talking.
And you ain't been doing that.
Okay, fine. 2 out of 30. Keep it pushing.
Yes, I'm gonna keep it pushing. I'm trying to give you options. I try to give you a verbatim. And you don't want to take it.
You and your verbatim can go on the other side of that.
I try to give you a verbatim, but you know, I don't know how you gonna respond to it. It's up to you.
I done responded, nigga.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. So let me ask you, Queen Germ, if your spouse came to you with a detailed list of time that you denied them sex, what you doing?
First of all, that ain't me. But if that was the case, I just feel like you a sucker. Like, you don't write no shit like that down, nigga. If you wanted sex so bad, then you should have asked after the first time. You should have been pushing.
What if he asked? You told him no.
You need to address it at that moment. You don't need to come with no damn list. What you come with a list for though?
So for that day, he was just like, I lost. Then he came again. Mm-hmm. Like, this really happened.
A sucker, because I don't need to write that shit down. Because if I came to you today and you ain't fucking today, your cycle ain't on today. We finna solve this today.
So what do we work? Different work schedules.
Nigga,
and we just can't, you know.
It's 24 hours in a day. Y'all, somebody got to figure out something.
Yeah, so we ain't never home at the same time.
If y'all ain't never home at the same time, you don't want no pussy then.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Or
you don't
you
want
home,
it.
You sleeping or something. Like, it's just a bad
like
time.
Like I said, if that ain't what y'all have as a priority, then nobody is to blame. Mm. Now, if we both home and we both up. And you work ain't third shift, I work nothing. First shift. I get all that. But if that's the case, then you have decided you don't want no pussy. So you can't be mad for some shit that ain't logistically possible. Mm-hmm. Y'all have already decided that that ain't a priority. Y'all want to make money. So if that's what you're doing, don't blame me for no shit. Well, you and work, don't go fuck nobody else either.
You work first shift and I work second shift. Yeah. So I get off at 11. It don't you matter. In the bed at 11 when I get off.
And like, I'm not trying to have you wake me up and have sex with me because of the fact that I'm tired just like you tired and you just need to go to sleep. Mm. That's what y'all chose to do. So either you going to choose to have a regular ass, you know what I'm saying, schedule so that we can link up, or you going to be okay with these occasional times when we just happen to fall along in here together. That's what it's going to be. Damn. And if it's something where we both got a 9-to-5 and a nigga come home and they still don't want to fuck with you, you already know what time it is. That means I don't want to fuck with you. And if you trying to do what you trying to do, you need to realize that either you need to say, hey, this ain't working and we need to go our separate ways, but you dare not come at nobody talking about something. That's a part of your motherfucking job and you going to stop paying bills because a nigga ain't fucking. That's some dumb shit if I ever heard it. That's dumb. Because if that ain't what it is, you need to have some other
measures.
Ain't no extreme measures, because if I could pay all the motherfucking bills by myself and I don't need your money, your contribution, then that mean that I'll be paying all this money. Shit, I mean, that ain't necessary. If your dick come with a headache, I don't want that shit either.
Yeah, you do.
No, the fuck I don't.
The headache did good.
No. You should know. But yeah, no. So at the same time, like I said, people do what they need to do, and that's fine. But sex is something for most people that's important. Yes. And if you ain't giving it up, then there has to be a real reason. And I would want to know what would be the reason. Yes. So you should start there. Don't go talking about what you withdrawing because a nigga ain't having sex. They could have done had something going on. And if they always been slow with the sex, you knew that shit before you even committed. So don't get mad now.
That's messed up, though. But sometimes it do happen, though. It be the sex be popping before you. I've heard stories about niggas say they get married and the sex dry up and it ain't like it used to be. Like, why'd it be like that? Like, how you giving up all the good pussy before the marriage? Like, you can't do that. Like, you're supposed to say the good pussy for the marriage.
They set the trap. That's what that was.
Yeah.
They set the trap. They said they put in all the work on the front end. Once I get what I want, then I can withdraw. You ain't going nowhere. So, done mess around and had a couple of kids and shit. Done bought a house and got some other shit.
Damn.
So, you ain't going nowhere.
Got
you. You talk that talk, but you ain't going nowhere.
Gotcha, bitch. That's what they're going to tell you.
That's what they're going to tell you?
Yes. Gotcha, bitch. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Right here, we read rap lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our congested voice, our horrible accent. Don't fucking matter, long as you read the lyrics. It's Queen Germ time this time. Queen Germ, what you got for us this week? Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. I'm going to give you a little something like this. All right.
Let's hear it. Here you go.
Right now, I'm on their ass, and I don't plan on letting up. We probably wouldn't be popping shit if nobody was mad at us. I'd rather give the people hope. It's pointless to be giving fucks. Cuban round the neck, look like my pops. Look like my ops when they be linking up. Yeah, I'm in Cali now. Now I'm in the NYC. On my way to MIA, but I'm from Tennessee. Living in the suburbs now, I still got ratchet tendencies. I'm juiced up now, they throwing shots. I still be drinking Hennessy. Now that's none other than my girl Glorilla with her song, Blessed.
You done hit you about 3 or 4 Glorillas.
Hey, she all right with me.
she all right
with me, baby. I like her.
So, if you'd like to hear more of those, just keep listening. We have another one for you next week. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. Now go to the HBCU confessional Twitter and grab some tweets. And this one goes a little something like this. My pussy is going through a phase where it smells.
Is it?
I'm trying to figure it out. But is it normal for it to be so strong that myself and others can smell it through my jeans? Spellman. Queen Germ, you're the only one with the pussy here. React.
Oh, my God. So, this ain't normal. Ain't nobody go through no period of time where nobody coochie just reaching out touching folk like the older is reaching out touching folk.
I mean,
no. If you're going through some kind of crisis situation, your body talks to you. Your body tells you things. So if you do seem to smell an odor, it didn't start off like that. It didn't start out with a 1-2 punch. Mm. It started out as a hint of something that you ignored. Mm. So since you have now gotten to the point where it can't be ignored. Her sit down went
crazy.
I guess so.
Her walk by went crazy.
And I mean, it would be different if you walking by and it's smelling like something of a fragrance that someone would enjoy.
You can smell through Jean.
First and foremost, I don't know what you got going on, okay? All I can tell you is this. It is something that is, it may have once been surfaced, but it is now internal.
Except myself because, and others.
Yes, so that means other people are telling Oof. You, what is that? What is that? Oof. And I just feel like if your stuff is not smelling good and you know that that odor is something that is, you know, foul, to me, it's definitely something that you got to take into consideration. Like, I don't know what you're eating. You're probably not drinking enough water. You probably need to get you some cranberry juice, water.
Her diet probably exercise. Trash. You're probably eating hot takis and hot flaming whatevers and
a bunch of foolishness.
Pickle shit. And
then you smell it like, you know, what goes in, comes out, and all kind of garbage. Yogurt. Yeah.
Her diet probably trash. You probably drinking no water.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you need to regroup. And figure that shit out. You might need to be on a liquid diet for a week just to kind of do a detox or something. Because clearly,
she still and niggas still fucking that.
Oh yeah,
that stinking ass.
Definitely. And I'm talking about they pulling it off. Because I knew some girls when I was coming up, and it wasn't even this variety of shit that's out there like the kids got nowadays that they could possibly be doing. And you smelled horrible. And people still was fucking you. She was still having babies. I believe she ended up having 3. Mm. So. And I think her stuff still stinks because when I've seen her within the last couple of years, she still seemed to have had that same aroma. So the people
ain't stopped. At least she's consistent.
I guess that's what we're going
with.
That's
a natural scent.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's unnatural.
It's natural if you're saying it still smells the same.
After 25 years.
Yeah, that's her natural scent. Goddamn.
But the people out here doing all kinds of things, but you just need to be careful and take care of yourself. That's really what it is. If your body is giving you these signs, listen, adhere. Go ahead and figure that thing out and you know, change that diet up. Do some exercise. Wash. You know, do some things. Because clearly what you currently are doing is not working.
She probably waiting back to front. Her things.
I hope that's the only thing she could be doing wrong. But if you got it going on like that, and it's like that shit standing up.
She said outside and telling her on you, jeans. Like jeans. If you stink outside some jeans, nigga.
The jeans stink. That's what I mean. The jeans stink. They got holes in them. Something going on for that to be the case. And if that's what you're doing, then I don't know.
Damn.
You need to call your mama. This one is serious.
No, you need to call a gynecologist. Your mama can't help you now.
Well, that too. But still, you might want to call at your mama.
You need to go to the GYOB clinic.
She need to get somebody help because that right now is not okay.
Walk around here smelling like salmon.
Or something else, because if it's doing all of that, that fish ain't even the scent that you're talking about.
Like a trash can. Well, let's keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100 for the people?
Yes. I done seen a lot of going on with these people and these signs. I guess they know that y'all got income tax checks too. But if you're going to be begging, and begging is your profession, it's not in my eyes. But if that's what we're doing, the least you can do is get your ass up on the ground. 100. I'm not handing you no money on the ground. I'm not going to just throw it to you. Y'all talking about some just throw it down here.
Speedball this change.
I'm going to need
nigga.
You
Beep.
To know that if this is what we're doing, you and your sign need
I'm
to be upright.
Rolls of pennies at these niggas from now on, nigga.
It does not need to be that you trying to conveniently catch this dollar fall out my window. Okay? So be professional about it, even if it's begging.
Hey, it's one on the corner of Magnolia and Mayhem. Uh-huh. This nigga be dressed to the night. This nigga had Jordans on. He got an edge up. I was like, look, black man, you ain't gonna make it out here. You too clean. Mm-mm. And then, like, these, like, they everywhere. They do not run the motherfuckers off no more. And like you said, the ones that sit down with the sign.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, nigga, it's already bad enough you out here asking for free money.
Yeah.
But then your ass got the nerve to be sitting on the ground, nigga. Yeah, you a lazy homeless nigga. Yeah. Like, nigga, I might need you to do some work or something, nigga. I don't want you come. You lazy.
Yeah.
I need to see, you know, like, nah, bro. Like, hell, you right. The ones that sit down, Unless you in a wheelchair and you ain't got, unless you just a torso and you ain't got no legs or your legs are fucked up, I understand you saying that. But you got to have the wheelchair.
I'm talking about the work. Yes. These people have a whole body working and you on the
sitting
ground.
Sitting on the ground.
You done made a whole pallet and you done fucked around and got you a dog. You doing too much. You're doing too much.
Leave a dog alone. Get a dog a chance to live.
Yeah, they can get some scraps.
I feed that dog before I feed your motherfucking ass. I'm going to be real with you, nigga. I ain't gonna front. I'm at that point in my life now where I have more sympathy for a dog than I did for the nigga that's holding that motherfucker, that homeless nigga. I'd be like, man, how the fuck you gonna do? At least to get a dog a chance.
Because the dog is loyal.
Yeah.
So the dog gonna stay with your ass even if y'all out here starving to death. Meanwhile, he had a chance.
He could get rescued. Yeah, look, man.
He had a chance, definitely.
Nigga, I can find me one white person. They'll take me home and clean me the fuck up, put me back in there, have me living the life. Nigga, have me with a bandana around my neck.
You sick, man.
Visuals. Man. Yes, man. If I keep 100, man. Fence riding, man. Fence riding is fucking dangerous, bro.
100.
Like, You gotta have some kind of opinion on something. You can't always be neutral about it or see it both ways. You can't. Stop riding the fence. It's okay to have an opinion about some things. It's okay to have a differing opinion. It's okay to, you know what I'm saying, be on the side of right or be on the side of wrong. But just be on the side of something. You have to be on a side. You cannot ride the fence on everything. That shit is fucking ridiculous. So stop riding the fence, my nigga. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes. My winner this week is going to be none other than Miss Sierra.
Winner.
She is out here giving a buzz on the people timeline talking about this outfit she wore to the Vanity Fair's Oscar party. The people is cutting up
out
here.
Can I ask you a question? Go ahead.
What? Let me like,
why?
Go ahead. Thank you. The people is cutting up out here. They talking about the fact that, you know, they disappointed in her and they don't understand why her husband let her come out here like this and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But my thing is this right here. First of all, she keeping her name out there. She keeping it relevant. I don't know why she needs to do this. But my thing is still going to always be that if this is what you choose and you doing a darn thing, even if she didn't look good and, you know, the body was not necessarily what was appealing to the people, I would still probably have the same opinion because you got to be bold with it. If you're going to wear the damn thing, wear the damn thing and be done with it. She did her thing. She did it. Her husband stood next to her. He probably wasn't as pleased as, you know, he just had the little poker face on. But at the same time, you winning because you out there, you keeping the buzz going. So I say, hey, do you? People say, oh, it was a theme. A whole lot of people was wearing it. It don't matter about a whole lot of people. To me, I just feel like everybody got to stand on their own because if you got that name, you got the money, you're in the room with these people, if this is how you want to present yourself, it should not be the reason that everybody else is doing it. So if you want to do it and you was the only one doing it, let that be what you want to do. Don't follow no trend when it comes down to something like that. Mm-hmm. But I say, Sierra, you're going to be my winner this week regardless of what the people say about you. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say that you burning so inside to get out?
I'm just going to say the outfit was very distasteful. Why is Sierra at the Oscars? She's not an actor. I don't even think she's a damn musician anymore. So why the fuck are you there? You know what I'm saying? And then when you show up in this outfit. You ain't nominated for shit. You ain't on the program. Why the fuck are you here? And then you come dressed like this. You somebody fucking mama lady.
Somebody's.
Somebody's mom. Go sit your fucking ass somewhere. You almost 40 fucking years old, Sierra. Go sit your fucking ass down somewhere. That shit right there, I can't clap for that. Not at all. Not going to do it. Sorry.
It's all good.
My winners, speaking of the Oscars, got two winners. Mm-hmm. One winner was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Winner.
Jamie Lee Curtis finally got her Oscar after so many years. And a lot of black people upset. They said Angela Bassett should have won this Oscar. Now listen, black people, I understand why y'all are upset. But let me tell y'all why y'all shouldn't be upset. Angela Bassett's portrayal in Black Panther 2 wasn't that damn good. Okay? Let's be honest. All right? She's had way better roles that she deserved that Oscar for. Black Panther 2 wasn't it. So please, let's not put down Jamie Lee Curtis because y'all wanted to see Angela Bassett win. Was Angela Bassett graceful in her loss? Absolutely. Did she stand up and clap? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? She said that.
Because we black people now. We real proud these days.
So listen. We ain't got to put, like, Jamie Lee Curtis deserved that shit for what she did in that movie. Because I seen that shit. I didn't even know that was her. I said, oh, that's her? Oh, yeah, she deserved that shit. Okay? That shit she did in Black Panther 2? Mid. Just like Black Panther 2 was, okay? All right? So, you can't give an Oscar to a Marvel movie, nigga. Like, that's not acting. That's comic book shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no Oscar for that shit. So, y'all need to calm the fuck down. You want an Oscar playing a different role, you ain't gonna get no comic book shit, all right? God damn, calm down. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, my losers, we gotta be, it's inspired by an actual event that took place today. But I'm gonna just give it an overview of, my losers has to be teachers who play with students and then when it go too far, the shit go too far.
Loser.
The situation how it went
fuck
down.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. Now, all along, you've been playing with these kids. You and the kids cutting up. This middle school. Middle school kids ain't got no business playing with teachers. They ain't even got no business feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But apparently, the student been going back and forth with the teacher.
Playing like, what you mean, like jokes or playing jokes. Like flirting?
Jokes.
Okay, jokes.
So
okay.
Y'all joke all the time. The child started calling the teacher a horse. It's a male student and a female teacher. He been calling you a horse from the last couple of days, and so the day you got tired, you didn't come out right and talk him down, but you said, well, what if I said to you, how would you feel if I said to you XYZ and that's your people poll, because you've been wearing the same thing to school all
get
year
you
long
with the facts,
and this yeah and the facts hurt. Crushed it. And so he went on a tangent with her, and the next thing they knew, they went to his IG and they saw that the little nigga had unwrote that he gonna kill a teacher on the
God
thing.
Damn.
So y'all I had this altercation. This nigga said, and then he went and wrote it all out saying, it's mighty funny how we've been playing all year. Then the teacher wanna get serious. And then if something happened to her, I don't know why people like her, da 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 da, but if something just mess around and happened to her,
shit.
I'ma deal with her ass.
Oh shit.
So
you gotta take every threat seriously.
Always. Always. So my thing is, as a teacher, you can't do but so much hanging out and playing with these kids. I don't care what level they on. Because as long as they still on your roster, then they really not your people. Because the kids get beside themselves and they don't know where to draw the line. So it was all fun and dandy, fine and dandy when y'all was kikiing. And then he stepped on your toes and you had to come for him. And when you came for him,
you yoked
that nigga up into the realness. Mm. And now he can't take it no more. Mm-hmm. So please be careful out here, y'all.
These new niggas is fragile.
They vary.
You can play along, but when you hit them with that realness, that raw hurt his feelings.
Yeah, definitely.
my losers, man, it's the BBL trend in the black community.
Loser.
Recently, BBLs have been a lot of celebrities and influencers, and people are starting to get their BBLs taken out. Blac Chyna recently went, got her butt removed or whatever, her titties, the fake titties, said she gonna do her face and stuff next, get all this, reverse it. And I saw a video where they saying that the trend is dying because it's too accessible. It's not like,
it's not an exclusive thing.
It's not exclusive. Like anybody, girls
so
at Walmart,
regular
people can get them. Like what? It's not a big flex to have a big booty no more because anybody can have a big ass.
And then some of us got them for free.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. And so the natural body thing, the pendulum is swinging back. You know, it's still going to be those that go out there and get it. But hopefully once they start seeing that these people that they look up to and adore and idolize or is not doing it anymore, they'll stop. Because the key is to see if the up-and-comers like are still getting them. Then we'll know if the trend is over. Like the younger artists that's out, like the Coyle Rays and the Ice Spices and the whatever. If they start doing it, then the trend might still live on. But if they don't do it and stay natural, the trend might die. So I'm happy because, you know, the butchering of the body is ridiculous. You know, everybody's looking like weird.
The same.
Yeah. And it just, that don't look natural. And so, I'm happy. I know a lot of people, you know, don't mind the fake shit. I'm one of the people that I don't like it. I like I said, natural is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, if you want something, work for it. But if you going to the doctor to get cut for it, you ain't going to take care of that body anyway. You're just going to feel like you can keep getting surgery. But that girl that's in the gym, or that person that's working out, or the person that's eat right, or the person that just got a natural snapback, whatever, like, that's going to always be appreciated versus these build-a-body chicks out here walking around looking like wisdom teeth and shit. Like, nah, man, you cool.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
How do they look like wisdom teeth?
You know how the tooth emoji look with like a tooth and a little small little?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. I didn't even understand because I was like, you're going to have to explain that to me, Jack.
So, yeah, man. Those are my losers. All y'all that went out there to get it is out there getting it. It's reversing it now because, you know.
For one, you don't even know what that shit is.
Yeah, you don't want to end up in Mexico getting kidnapped by the cartel because you want a fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Or a tummy tuck or whatever the fuck you supposed to be going down there to get. New teeth or whatever. This month, nah, I'm cool. Nigga gonna give you somebody else teeth, goddamn. Exactly. Them ain't first run teeth. Them ain't dead stock, nigga. Them shits is... They dead stock, but not the dead stock you thinking, nigga. Nah, like. Well, we germ. That looked like we ran through the whole motherfucking outline.
Okay.
It's time for me to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And, of course, my girl, KY No Jelly. We've got to be back in it again. And, of course...
Back in it again in what?
And our podcast, which is called... that we have. It's called End of Two. So... trying to get that back in motion. We started out with our first show. So, you know.
It's out there on Spotify. Go check it out.
Okay. And so, you know, we're going to try to get that on a little more regular basis. But we starting out. So, we just trying to keep it going. But, of course, you know, I'm shouting out anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout out to go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, My Nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Amazing AP, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer, anybody over that site, Fuck with a Kid, Dot Claw, All the Gang, No Ma'am Game, we got Dom Dot. It's March Madness time, baby. It's time to get going. Get them parlays going. Shout out to my nigga Rock Jones, the parlay king.
Okay.
That nigga Rock Jones had about 14 parlays going on the night. That shit was funny.
I hope he was on.
He hit like three on.
Okay.
So shout out to Rock Jones. A shout out to Black Pod Squad, 12 Kyle Podcast, Eclecting EDP, Pork L, Miss Mini Mix, Cool Out Corner, Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, Mad Static, Beats Rhymes, Body Slams, I'm Something Else, Corey, Dos Equis, The Power Lunch Hour, Dr. Brace Network, shout out to everybody, all the other podcasts that fuck with us. Since niggas said I don't shout out their podcast, that's how I know y'all don't listen to the fucking show, because I shout y'all niggas out every week, because I have a routine of shout outs that I do. So, niggas say I don't shout them out, y'all don't motherfucking listen. Oh, I want my shout out at the beginning of the show. Fuck you, nigga. You get your shout out when you get it, or you might not get it at all. But shout out to the other podcasts that fuck with us. You have Jay Christian from the Cognac Room. You got Harrison from the 8 More 92 podcast. You got JR from WVN Comic Place. You got Mind Triggers. You got Mario at The Sound of My Voice. You have Rodis Live. You got We Need to Talk, my nigga Ringo. Shout out to Big Smash, man. Shout out to DLP. Any other podcasters still out there actively podcasting, not y'all niggas that's just sitting on the curb, you know what I'm saying, not doing shit, not recording, and any other podcasts that fuck with us, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. Man, another show is in the books, Queen Germ. It's time to rate your show.
Well... as I recap and look at the fact that from the last time we were together, my baby got her a score of 735 on her exam, which she only needed a score of 700. So that was definitely a blessing that she got that. We had a good week. Although Walmart is doing some weird stuff. They got a whole bunch of these new self-checkouts and now they ain't giving cash back. You actually got to go to a person. I guess it might be in our Walmart, but it's still annoying. With all the hustle and bustle recovery and everything I got going on from the surgery, I think I did pretty good. We did pretty good today. So I'll give our show a 9.
All right. Well, at the time of this recording, it is 3:14, which is, if y'all know, it's
Pie Day.
It's Steak and BJ Day.
Pie Day.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Pie Day is. It's Steak and BJ Day. So, fellas, make sure y'all got y'all Steak and BJ. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with the members, 3-4, 3 minus 4 is 11. Take another 3 from it, and that's 8. So, I'm going to give my show an 8. Because Kobe wore 8.
We doing a lot.
Well, we did a show. We did our shout-outs. We did our ratings. It's time to let y'all know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. Go to Frocast.com. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We're playing a show. Don't forget about our Patreon because it's coming back and it's still going to be the same thing. It's going to be a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. That simple.
Or mug.
Mug. Whatever we got. Buy some merch. We got plenty of it. Oh, I forgot to say shout out to my nigga Verb. Damn. Shout out, Verb. Goddamn.
Shout out.
Got to throw you on the list. I keep forgetting. So now, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw you on the list now. Shout out to my nigga Verb. So yeah, don't forget to buy a shirt. We out this bitch on behalf of everyone in the Nappy Afro offices. It's your boy King Jerm.
And it's your girl Queen Jerm.
And it's the Frocast, man. We out this bitch for real this time. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com